Our reading is from the Holy Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. O Lord, have mercy upon us."
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is a special day, the installation of Mark Wolfram as Mobilization and Training Manager for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Welcome to his wife, Lucy, his parents, and his grandmother, who's 94 years old, and her husband graduated from Concordia Seminary in 1948. So there's a long tradition of service in their family. Not many years ago in America, they did a research project to find out how people became successful, what was the key to success, and also to find out how fulfilled people were in their success. And they came out with four reasons for people's success. One was pleasing the boss. The boss likes you, likes to be with you, so he promotes you. The other reason was working hard. Staying long hours, really being a workhorse and being someone people could depend on. The third was having the skill to do the job, having that computer skill that you can fix the system in the office or whatever. You become an essential person that when it's time to fire, people don't want to fire you. You've got the skill. And the fourth reason was a deep and keen awareness of the needs and a feel for the needs of the people they're serving. And you can probably guess which one was the most fulfilled in their success. It's no surprise to us Christians that serving, having the heart for service, and really carrying that out fulfills us. Because as we heard here in the scripture, Jesus said, "I came to serve and not to be served." How often we're curved inside of ourselves. We can see it in little children, the attitude. "You need to serve me. I came to be served, not to serve." That's our sinful nature. But the image of God, Jesus, came to serve. And so when we're in Jesus, we go back to that image of God. It's restored in us. That's true humanity. To be truly a human, the way God made us, is to serve. And that's how we fulfill our human nature and our relationship with God. Amazing. The picture is one of Jesus kneeling down to us to wash our feet. Like before Peter. He's serving us. Jesus is continually serving us, kneeling down before us, washing our feet. So when I heard that Mark was called to this position, I thought, wow, how appropriate. It's really a serving position. Jesus says in the scripture, doesn't he, that the servant of all will be the greatest of all. You know, to us missionaries, this position is the greatest of all in the IC. When I was called to be a missionary and go to Taiwan 19 years ago, I didn't know who was the director of this and that in the IC. But one person I did know was Ken Reiner. You remember him? He was busy doing big things and little things to get those missionaries out there. A visa, our household goods, all this busy work that you got to run around and do. And to us missionaries, Ken Reiner was the best position in the IC. Was bigger than anything else. Because he was a servant of all. Because what Mark will do is see that the missionaries that our church body sends out, go. That's what Jesus said, right? Go, therefore. That's an important part. Go to the ends of the earth. He is seeing that the things that need to be done, get done, the practical things to go. And that's a great help to the chief mission officer, to the executive director of our international mission. They won't have to worry about that because they know Mark is getting that stuff done. They can focus on the strategy and how we can more get people out to the ends of the earth. So you are not only serving the missionary, you're serving everyone here in the IC and the whole Missouri Synod, the servant of all. How appropriate. It's very hard to find someone who will serve like that with no complaining, no bitterness, no grudging, but even has a genuinely happy and thankful attitude to have the privilege to serve. That's rare. That's very rare. And I know Mark will flub up. The reason I know that is because he speaks Chinese. And he has the gall to speak it to his Chinese wife, just like me. I have a wife from Taiwan as well. I can remember having this idea when I went out to serve that those pastors' wives who their husband was killed in the Cultural Revolution and the church went underground in China and they had to carry it through, these wives underground, and keep it going. These old women who served through tragedy and loss of life, the ones who the world is not worthy of, I thought, if I could go there as a missionary and wash their feet, that would be great. Serve them. But I remember preaching to a lot of people once, and in my Chinese, when you say wash feet, it's xi zhao. But when you say take a bath, it's xi zhao is wash feet. Xi zhao is take a bath. It's very similar, right? Xi zhao, xi zhao. And my wife, after the sermon, she said, what did you go tell those people you want to take a bath with all those old women in China for? That happens every day, right, Mark? I mean, we have so many examples. And that's kind of a superficial thing, but there's something that's deep and dark. A deep, dark thing that always strikes against and disturbs us from serving. That's our sinful nature. And it's real. And it makes us say, I came to be served, not to serve. Why are people treating me this way? Why are they treating me like a servant? Why aren't they respecting me? Why aren't they listening to me? I should be served by them. And I'm not. And I'm angry. I'm complaining. I'm grudging. I'm not thankful anymore. And I got so much to do. And I don't really have that attitude of thankfulness to be able to serve and that continued proactive attitude to serve. That's our sinful nature. The devil, the world, and our flesh is dark and deep, and they attack us even when we're not expecting. We think we've got to conquer, but it comes up in some way we can't see. But despite the darkness of this world, we still see glimpses of people that have that light in them, that serving attitude. We see that old woman who's got every kind of illness in her body, but she's got the joy of the Lord and thanking the Lord. We see those glimpses, don't we? So we know it's real. We know there's something real about Jesus' presence in people's lives despite the darkness of this world. And those people know the secret. What is the secret? It's exactly what Jesus just said. I came to serve. Do you see that verse as an example? You always look at that and say, oh, he's an example for us, so we should follow him. If you do it that way, you're going to be tired. You're going to be burnt out. Those words are words of gospel. He's saying, I came to serve you. I came to serve you, Mark. I came to serve each of you. There's no way we can serve unless Jesus serves us. We need to be more served by him than we need to be doing that output of serving others. And that's where that light comes through. He served in the height of his service, was given his life as a ransom. That's where the heart of it is, that cross. Mark is going to be working in an office that's in the shape of a cross. This building is in the shape of a cross. Continual reminder of where the heart of our lives and our service is. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus.